It actually took my Rin co-pilot and I 4 trips to transport all the animals back to Delphon, Pern continued. But thanks to the Falcon, we made the micro-jump round trips in what had to be record time, and in the end we only lost 12 animals to Rigosh's predators.
What about the big animals?
Alana asked, on the edge of her chair.
Well, they made the new lives for themselves on Rigosh.
Even Snowmass?
Even Snowmass, Pern smiled. He seemed very happy the last time I saw him.
Because he didn't have to perform any more circus tricks?
Maybe that had something to do with it, but I think Rigosh reminded him a little bit of his native Dathomir.
My mom,
Alana started to say, then stopped herself and began again.
What happened to the small animals?
Lament crept into Pern's smile. He turned slightly to face Han and Leia.
Ultimately, the pirate attack proved so costly that Dex Dugan was forced to sell everything. Even the name Mulpole itself.
Black Hole was never apprehended?
Leia said.
Some members were caught. The rest joined forces with the Zahn Consortium. I take it that everything included the Falcon,
Han said.
Unfortunately. If I'd had the credits, I would have purchased the ship. But wealth was long in coming to me.
A gentle rap sounded from the door, and a striking Twi'lek female poked her head into the room.
Sorry to interrupt, but you're scheduled to distribute the final prizes.
Pern beckoned her into the room.
I won't be a moment.
He looked at Han.
Where was I? You would have bought the Falcon?
Pern nodded.
It's true. The Falcon was one of the first things to go, and as manager, I personally arranged for the sale to Six Truvi.
Then what?
Alana asked.
After Mulpole's, I returned to piloting, only to discover that I had lost my taste for it, and in its place, I developed a fondness for animals. I worked as a ringmaster for several other outfits and eventually found my way into judging pet shows, which is what I've been doing ever since.
Han rubbed his chin.
You said the Falcon had already belonged to Mulpole when you signed on.
Yes, Dax Dugan had acquired the ship several years earlier.
Do you know where Dax got it?
Pern thought for a moment.
I recall that the Falcon was a medical vessel of some sort.
Really? Leia said in surprise.
But I'm afraid that's all I remember about it.
Dugan would remember, wouldn't he?
Han said.
I'm certain he would, but I haven't had any contacts with Dax in, 20 years at least.
Alana's face fell.
Do you know where he is?
I'm sorry, young lady, but I don't know where he is.
We'll find him,
Han said confidently, and mostly for Alana's sake.
You never mentioned what became of Sari, Leia said.
Pern laughed out loud.
Oh, shame on me. I married her.
He gestured to the Twi'lek waiting patiently by the door.
Sari, allow me to introduce Han, Leia, and Amelia Solo, and their droid, C-3PO.
A pleasure,
Sari said.
On the contrary, Leia said, smiling broadly.
You could say the circus brought us together,
Pern said.
But I like to credit the Millennium Falcon.